Calvin Coolidge once said, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. Keep pushing."
It's time for Growing Hill, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang!
Welcome to Growing Hope, and thank you for joining me on today's journey. Each time we get together, I come away a little stronger and a little bolder for the time ahead. You make me better, and you make me want to keep working to be better. I need that in my life. It is so easy to get caught up in the hamster wheel of the same old, same old. I need you to challenge me and to push me and to dare me. My prayer is that I can be the same encouragement to you that you are to me for your journey. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your resident Hope Smith. Not because things are always hunky-dory, because believe me, things are not always hunky-dory, but because I know that even a small pinpoint of light, even a small dash of hope, it can chase away the darkness. Now, I hit a wall recently, and it wasn't my first wall. And I know that I'm not alone in my wall encounters, but no matter how many people have hit walls or how many times I have hit walls myself, it's still not fun to run into those walls. And I ran into a wall. There have been times when I would hit a wall and I would take that almost as a dare, or like the wall was daring me to do something about it being there. But this was not one of those times. This was one of those times when I just sat down. I gave in to the wall. I was too tired. I was too frustrated. I was just too worn out to do anything about this wall. And I was ready to completely give up. I was literally a click away from giving up and walking away from my heart's desire and my passion of words. It was that much of a hard brick wall for me. But it was in that moment that a friend reached out and encouraged me to do just a little something. It wasn't something that would make a huge difference in where I was or where I was going, but it was a little something. So I did. I did a little, and that little helped me to do a little more. And before long, I was up and I was pushing. I was pushing on that wall once again. We live in a world that demands results, and often it demands results right now. We want those instant results. We sometimes forget that a seed, once it's planted, it's going to need time. It's going to need nourishment before it can grow up into all that it's supposed to be. It's not like Jack's bean, where he put it in the ground at night and the next morning he grew up and it carried him up to the wealth and wonder of the giant's world. No, we have to invest. And if we look at it from the seed's point of view, it can be even darker and harder than it looks like from the farmer's point of view. The seed has to break out of the hole and it has to push up through the earth, and only then can it begin to feel the light and grow. But it's still a long ways from its place and its purpose. It's just getting started. But we don't want to start or to push or to wait. We want it now. Or I did. I wanted to see results, and I wanted to see results in my time. Have you ever been there? Do you ever want to see something sometimes anything, so at least you can feel justified in your pushing and in your doing and in your going? In just a moment, I'm going to share one of my favorite stories with you about the importance of pushing and how even when we don't see a difference, it's sometimes because we are not looking at the right place to recognize the difference. We are the seed. And although we are going to have to grow up into our fruit, we still have to keep pushing through the ground to get to the place where we can grow up. Today, we are daring to appreciate the pushing, and we're going to be doing and becoming through the pushing and the process and enjoying it all and enjoying the journey. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to be sharing my tale of how to find the power in the push.
Alive in Christ.
If you're a Christian ministry leader, author, music artist, and/or Christian entrepreneur, you'll want to listen up. If you're not, you likely know one who would bring glory to God as our special guest on an upcoming edition of Alive in Christ Radio Live. Hi, this is Tony Marino, co-host of our signature program here on the Alive in Christ Radio Network, inviting you to be our guest. As we fast approach the kickoff of our 2017 fall program lineup, we're looking to bless those who have been called into service through their ministry work, through their books, their writings, music, living testimonials for one purpose: to share God's message of love, redemption, and everlasting life through Jesus Christ with the world. So if you're a Christian ministry leader, author, music artist, entrepreneur, or know of one, come be our guest. Please send us your inquiry by visiting aliveinchristradio.com/contact.
Hey, this is Daniel Fazina, host of the Divine Intervention Show, inviting you to join me every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on the Alive in Christ Radio Network. Divine Intervention is the interview show that features intriguing people who've experienced the hand of God in amazing ways. The Bible contains some remarkable stories of miracles and divine interventions. Moses parted the sea, Peter healed a man lame from his mother's womb, Jesus drove demons out of people and even raised the dead. Are these types of events still happening today? Tune in to Divine Intervention to find out as we feature people who have experienced miracles, answered prayers, healings, and more. More information about the show, free downloads, and podcasts are available at our website, divineinterventionradio.com. Divine Intervention, the interview show that features intriguing people who've experienced the hand of God in amazing ways, every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on the Alive in Christ Radio Network.
I believe in miracles!
Welcome back to Growing Hope, and thank you for being a part of this investment in bold determination. When we connect with each other, we build a foundation of strength that will hold us together, will give us the strength to stand even through the storms, because remember, the storms are going to come. We just have to find our way to stand. It can be disheartening to wait. It can be especially disheartening when you don't have a clue what will be on the other side. Growing up, I had a camera and I loved to take pictures. Fortunately, at the time, my dad worked for a film company and he was able to get the film for free for my camera. But I still had to pay for the film. And then I had to wait. I had to wait for the film to come back developed. And I never knew what was going to be there. Today, you don't have to wait. You don't even need film. You can use your phone and have the picture right there and right then. This type of instant results, it's produced an expectation of instant results in every aspect of our lives. We want it now. But there is no instant picture moment for our journey. Each step has to be taken. And sometimes the step doesn't reveal very much about the journey. I read a story once about the importance of push. Pray until something happens. And as I share my own version of this story, I hope that the words encourage you and inspire you to keep pushing as much as they have encouraged and inspired me to push on in and through my journey.
You know what? You can't miss God's purpose. You can't hinder God's purpose. There is nothing that you've done today. There is nothing that you will do tomorrow. There's nothing that you did yesterday that can hinder God's purpose, because God is God. God is here to complete his purpose, not you. He just wants you to join him. He wants you to participate. He wants you to love him in his purpose. He's going to complete it. You don't have to do anything but love God. Now, I've struggled in my love of God. I've struggled following God. I've struggled doing what I knew I was supposed to be doing. And I'm not alone. There was this man. He lived out in the woods. And God came to him one day and he said, "There's a boulder that's fallen in the river up the road. I want you to go down to the river and I want you to push the boulder out of the river. It's wedged in between the banks and the water can't flow like the water's supposed to flow." So the man didn't even question God. He went straight to the riverbank. He slid down that muddy bank and he got in there and he started pushing the boulder. And he pushed until his arms got tired. And then he turned backwards and he pushed until his legs got tired. And then he went home and he rested. And he came back and he did it again. And he did it again. And he did it again. And the whole time he was pushing on that boulder, the devil was sitting on that riverbank watching him, waiting for his opportunity. Because, you know, that's what the devil is doing for each and every one of our lives. He's sitting there on the riverbank waiting for his opportunity to steal your purpose, to steal your blessing. And that's what he's doing with this man. This man was going and he was pushing. He was doing what God told him to do. He was pushing. And the devil was waiting. The days went by. The months went by. But the man kept pushing until one day he came. He pushed. But on his way to the river, his shoulders were a little slumped and his head was hanging just a little bit low. And the devil knew. The devil knew that was his opportunity, and he sent discouragement. And discouragement crawled up on the man's shoulders and he started taunting that man. He said, "Why? Why am I here? I'm not doing anything. Nothing is being accomplished by me being here pushing on this boulder. All I'm doing is getting my clothes dirty. Ruining a pair of clothes every time I turn around. I'm not getting anything done." And discouragement followed that man home. And that man laid up all night listening to the taunts of discouragement. And the peaceful words of God could not be heard because he heard discouragement. And he listened to discouragement. But you know, he got up the next morning and he went back and he pushed on that boulder. He pushed with all of his might. And he went the next day and he pushed, just not really as much. And the softer his push got, the bolder discouragement got. And the bolder discouragement got, the bigger discouragement got. And this bigger discouragement got, the more he slumped and the more he struggled. And the devil sat over there and he just waited. He knew he couldn't last long. And sure enough, the day came. The man came down to the riverbank and he didn't push. He sat down and he cried. And the devil knew he had won. And he looked over at discouragement, and he and discouragement shared a smile. And at that very moment, the angel took that distraction between the devil and discouragement, and he breathed hope into the man. And the sun came up over the mountain, and the man saw the sun come up, and he said, "Thank you, God." And discouragement lost his grip. He started to slip. And the man saw the sun rise up and the warmth of the sun just poured over the man. He said, "God, I don't understand, but that's okay. Because you told me to push and I'm going to push." And discouragement fell to the ground and he crawled over to the devil, and he and the devil crawled off into the woods. And the man basked in the sun that God had poured over him. And he said, "God, I've been here for a year. I'm pushing. I know nothing's happening, but I'm pushing, and I'm ready to push again." And the God said, "That's okay. You don't have to push anymore. Look at what you've become. Your arms are strong. Your legs can handle so much more than they could before. Your resolve, look at your resolve. You pushed a boulder that wouldn't move for a year, and you didn't ask any questions. You have become so much more than you were." And the man said, "I am. I am so much more. What else do you want me to do? And God said, nothing. And he moved the boulder, and the river flowed. See, that's what God is doing in your life right now. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what's going on. But something is about to break. That boulder's going to be pushed aside. That river's going to flow. And God's purpose for your life is going to be revealed. But you can't make it happen. There is nothing you can do that is going to hinder God's purpose or make God's purpose happen.
The only way to get there is to keep going. There's no other path to reach the destination. The only way to get to the end of the journey is to take the next step. The only way to get through is to push. But you can mark my words, something is about to break for you. The enemy, the world, even the great they out there are going to try to convince you that that brick wall is the end. It is the final story. It is the end of the book. But they are so wrong. That is just a delusion, because the God that we serve is so much greater than any brick wall. The God that we serve has already said, I've got this. We just have to keep going. We just have to keep pushing. We just have to keep moving. And we will walk out the blessings and the path that God has for our lives. Yes, it is a brick wall, but that doesn't mean it's the end. As a matter of fact, it is only the beginning of some amazing blessings that are going to be poured out over you and for you as you move forward in this journey. I don't always like to not see the results. As a matter of fact, it's really frustrating some days to not see the results I expect. But I know that every move I make in the direction of my purpose is making a difference in my life, even if I'm not able to see it or I'm not looking in the right place to see it. I have to be so convinced in that I keep pushing no matter what. You have to keep going. There is no other way. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the power of the push and also have a challenge for making the push work for us in this journey. Growing Hope will be right back.
Understand that greater is he that's in me and you than he that's in the world? Do we really understand that since he is for us, who can really be against us? Do we understand that the battle has been won? We have no reason, no excuse to live in defeat. We got to get to a point where we say, you know what? I want Jesus. I want God's glory. I want people to know him more than I want my comfort.
Hi, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Tune in to This Day in the Word every Monday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and also every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Alive in Christ radio network. Our fervent prayer is that through these radio broadcasts, that you will be challenged, that you will be encouraged, that you will be strengthened to choose this day whom you will serve.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Alive in Christ.
Welcome back to today's final segment of Growing Hope, where we are holding tight to the power of push. Because if we will keep on keeping on, then we will get there. And more importantly, we will recognize that it's not even up to us to get there in the first place. We have someone so much more powerful making the way for our journey. It took me a long time to recognize that I couldn't do it all. Even today, there are those moments when I think I have to do it all if it's going to work out right. Now, what I really mean is that I have to do it all if I want it done the way I want it done. Especially when you have to trust someone else to do something. I mean, it's about control. I want to be in control of my journey and of the outcome of this journey. Now, the sooner you recognize that you are not in control of the outcome, the easier it becomes to not only accept it, but to roll with it. God's got this. He had a plan and a purpose from the beginning. None of it's a surprise to him. None of it catches him off guard. But even though God's got this, he still expects each of us to pick up ourselves and to join him in his journey. He wants us to take the action and to participate in the relationship with him so that we can live out his design and his purpose for us. The answer is not in the miracle, but it's in the willingness to keep on keeping on until the miracle manifests itself. He will provide because he said he will provide, but he wants us to be walking it out in the meantime. The push story is not just about the man pushing, but about his willingness to push, even though he wasn't getting where he thought he should be getting. Are you facing a brick wall? Have you stumbled and fallen on your face? Are you ready to quit? You aren't the first, and you won't be the last, and this time won't be the last time that you face either. It's tough out there in the world. It's tough out there in the storms. It's tough out there surrounded by the people telling you you can't, or you won't, or you're not good enough. But there's good news, and that good news is that you will get there if you just keep pushing, because God has made a way. That's the challenge that we face. That's the challenge that we're going to take, to find the power of push for our journey. It doesn't have to be something big or something amazing or something powerful. It just has to be one thing. And when you do that one thing, you move forward. And when you move forward, you get closer to that destination that you're designed to reach. You get closer to living out your blessed purpose. One thing. So push. Push. Pray until something happens, but keep pushing until you see it happen. You will reach your goal and your purpose when you become so determined that you keep pushing. I want to thank you for helping me find my own power to push, sharing this story with you, just sharing with you each and every time we get together, connecting with you through your comments and your emails. This encourages me to push and to keep moving and to keep pushing despite those brick walls. I could not do it without you. We have to continue to reach out to each other, to connect and to grow up the relationships that are going to allow us to keep pushing, because the world is going to keep putting up the brick walls. The world is going to keep trying to convince us that no, you can't. No, you shouldn't. No, you aren't. I am not going to let the world tell you no. I'm going to continue to push you and encourage you and dare you to be all that you are uniquely designed to be, because I know you can. And I know you will. And I want you to continue to reach out and connect with me and encourage me, because together we are so much stronger and so much bolder. Until next time, keep pushing, keep moving, and remember, in all that you're doing, keep being blessed and keep being a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.